let's discuss scorpions another time. Last week we were starting the sugya about the halacha, what Yehuda Shmuel said. What Shmuel told us the full kriyas halalu, the other kriyas need to have a couple of halachas. Number one has to be kedim yizikus kriyas yofer, that we're going to discuss this week what that means. Number two was shosan chai yotso, that the evidence if you drank a chai, you ate. So what does shosan chai mean? So I'm just going to chazor what we learned on Thursday. Shosan chai. Poshup shat means you drank it without being diluted. And that's also in the Gemara Brachas. He meant to dilute it. But he asked because it says by the Krisha Bracha, the 10 things the Krisha Bracha it should have. And one of them is that it should be chai. That means mashma, but not like Agmar is only mashma, but yevet is good enough. That's mashma, that should be chai. That was the kash of Tzitzis, and Tzitzis gave three truths in to answer that. I'm not mistaken. Now how can we reconcile our Gemara with the Gemara there of Asar Dvarim, it seems that you need to have chai, and here we're saying that b'di'evet is okay, mashma nachatchil or not. So one shah was Rashi said, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, that chai meant, Rashi's chat was that Chaimen, they put it into the cup non-diluted, and afterwards he diluted it. That's the first chat. That's what Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam said that he started off the Kiddush with semi-diluted, and then when you got to Noidah, you added in a bit of water and you made it fully diluted. That's the second chat. And then we have Bnei Navino, who said that's what was fair to before, and the Chai means something else completely. Chai means that the cup has to be whole. This Nakuda I wanted to stress. They have to plug it back into our sugya. Tzitzis is saying that Chai means the cup is whole. That's only referring to that Gemara there. The Gemara there that says 10 things the Krisha Broch has to have, and one of them has to be Chai. There it means that it has to be whole. But Al Gemara Shosan Chai doesn't mean whole. Al Gemara means undiluted. So Meila Shosan Chai Yoytza Kedachatzchel should be diluted. But yes, Yoytza. And what are the 10 things that you need the Krisha Broch to have, and one of them is Chai? That means the cup has to be whole. We use the word chai for two different things. Regarding the halacha of making kiddush on what Krisha Bracha needs is required, it has to be whole. Regarding what our Gemara says, if it's yeved, that means it's yeved non-dayus.
But it also means it has to be prosit, it has to be lithium.
One of the 10 things we got, the word chai means there should be a whole cup, not broken. Okay. Huh? Sunday loses. Why is there any with the energy? He says chai means the right proportion. You need to drink a beer. You need to have a cup of a beer. Ram says, Avadi needs to have a reveal. So the test and reveal, yeah. You have string rays of a reveal. That's string rays of a reveal. We're going to see in a minute as well. Right, okay. So that was that piece. Let's move on to the next thing which he told us. Hishkar Mehen, back to the Gemara, fourth line down. Third line. Shoson Bevas Achas Yot. This is the third line of Shmuel. If you drank them in one go, you eat them. Drank them in one go, you eat them. What does Rashbam say? Bevas Achas. Six lines down in the wide line. Bevas Achas. Here are he poured our boson the soich koiterod. He poured all four cups into one big cup. Kafir Javina Slim, that's what Rashi thinks. Says our Sambalini here has not mistaken. Even if you drank lots of them, even if you drank a lot in one cup, the Khosivella Kitakot is only considered one cup. The higher vias, the share of vias that we know, is the dinner vias, it's only coming to exclude less than vias. When Chazal give a share, any share, there's always a minimum share. A mixer needs 40 stock. Doesn't mean you mustn't have more than 40 stock. You mustn't have less than 40 stock. And the same thing with vias, when we give a share of vias, it doesn't mean, exactly a viz. It means it mustn't be less than a viz. So Mela must not be less than a viz. Any other than say part of a viz is going to say must be less than a viz. Must not be, as the English must becomes a bit confused. Must not, yeah? Oh, very good. Maybe after the question I'm going to ask, I have to wait until we finish the Shabbat. I'm a Tveim Revis, but more than Revis because they're hot in one cup. Choshev, because they're hot, it's called one cup. So maybe you can't tell me Shotman and Asechot means you put all four in one cup, because that just means one cup. So what is the chat? In the early Nachi Perushoi, the Vas Achaz, Shaloi, I'll say the Mishnah. Not in the order of the Mishnah. Mishnah says you need to drink, then you say Agoda, then drink again, then you say Halal, drink again, Bet Muslim, drink again, Halal, drink again. The Mishnah told us the Seder. And if you drink it, Shaloi ala Seder, that's called the Vas Achaz. Vas Achaz means you're drinking one after another, Shaloi ala Seder.
You
drank them consecutively without the break that's given to us in the Mishnah. So Yossi has a question. Rabbi, we're going to come to your question. What's Yossi? Yossi, what was your question? How does it disprove Rashi? What do you mean? Rashi says you put all four cups, yeah? 600 milliliters in one cup. So that's one cup, that's not four cups.
No, I think
milliliters, he drank the first of it, then he made another bracha again, or made the halam, then he drank another of it, then another of it. The shot from the vatachas, which means he had them all in one cup.
All one cup.
Right.
Why can't you be according to the same thing as Rashbam is saying? Instead of separate cups.
No, Rashi's saying different shots. Otherwise, don't need to say. If you read the same as Rashbam, you don't need to say he poured it all in one cup. Then you don't need to say he poured it all into one cup. If you want to say either Rashbam, it means he didn't drink it. Where do you see in two words? Two chedushim. Shasam, the vatachas, where do you see both chedushim? He poured it all in one cup and he drank them all in one go.
Because usually the word vatachas is one of those. It's not Hebrew is, but Bata Chavim is one goat.
Okay, so then what happens Rashi goes to say the other one? He poured them all into one cup. How did Rashi know that? Rashi said it. Rashi says, Ira al Bosom Natoch Kois Echos. That's what Bevatach means. So, not much matter. It's two chidushim. It's one chidush. So Yossi is coming to say an answer for Rashi. That, what's Rashi saying? It's all one cup. The answer is, say, yeah. But you drink them in four stages. And therefore there's no concern in one cup.
Is there a
small
problem that you have to drink a
little bit? It's a Machlekes Rishonim. Machlekes Rishonim, what does it mean by Reiv Kois? Does Reiv Kois mean you have to drink Kois? Or the amount that Kois is meant to contain? Right? It means Rabban holds that if you have on Seder night a big cup, you have to drink Reiv of that cup. Right? If you want to drink from a bucket, you have to drink Reiv of a bucket. But other Rishonim, well, not like that. All you need to drink is Lugmob. You're going to see that soon. Play Lugmob, all you need to drink is Reiv of the Ravine. So now Yossi wanted to say Pshat and Rashi, so maybe Pshat, you pour them all in one cup, and you drank Ravine and Ravine and Ravine and Ravine at the proper time, and therefore it might have been okay. Yeah? Rashbam saying not like that. Rashbam saying that's called one cup. So one malach you could say is Ramban holds, but to see if it's true, the Ramban holds that Yossi, that Yeshua wants to say that on Seder night you need to drink Reiv of a Kush. Right? I don't know about. And therefore it's not possible to say what you're saying. Because you have to drink Reiv of the Kush. Your child is drinking. Oh, yeah. No, Nakarami. That would be a yeshuv to explain whether Rashbam asked a question on Rashi, and Rashi wasn't bothered about it. Right? That would have been a yeshuv. But I have a different question. Does everyone learn the Gemara? Yeah, you learn the Gemara. So what? You haven't learned the Gemara yet? Oish. What's the halacha if you drank with us? Yeah. So what's your mom asking Rashi? What are you asking on Rashi? Is that one case? You're quite right. And the Gemara says you're not yet to have a case. The Gemara says if you drink with Vatakas, you're not yet to have a case. So what's your mom asking Rashi? You're telling me you pour them all into one cup. No, that's like one cup. Nachon. That's what the Gemara is saying, you're not yet to have a case. Why is he defining the difference to us? Because he had a question on us. The question on us, you're telling me, means pour them all into one cup. No, that's one cup. You hear the question before you hear the answer? The Gemara in a minute, let's do the Gemara. We'll come back to this question. Let's do the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shoson. We said, Shoson, Matachas Yotso. Hishkaman, the Bonov, and the Besoy. If he divided up the wine and gave it to his children a bit, Yotso. He's Yotso. Now the Gemara explains. Shoson, Chai Yotso. If you drank it, Chai. What does Chai mean?
Non-diluted.
Yotso means what? they are in Yotza, what the Rashbam say, what do they are in Yotza mean? If you drink it, if you drink the wine, non-diluted, you are Yotza Abakasis. What do they are mean? Because you're drinking in a very unpleasant way. Right. This is the next thing. We're going through all the dinim of Shmuel, right? So the first thing we're not discussing yet. But the second thing was Shoson Chai. So we're saying, why you eat, Remotka, you got it? Shoson Chai. Why you eat, Yedei, what does Yai mean? Abakasis. You eat Abakasis. They're not eat the
Chai.
No, he's elaborating, elucidating, explaining. That was Shmuel on the Yotza. That's referring to Abakasis.
That means that Amar Avad was the Rabbi Amar?
Yeah. No, what's the next in Shmuel? Shotzim and Mazachas. If you drain them in one go, Rav Amar, Rav's going to be explaining. Yideyayin Yotza. What does Yideyayin mean? No, it doesn't. What does Yideyayin mean? What does Hashem say Yideyayin? What does it mean? What does Yideyayin? What does Hashem say? Simchas Yontes. You're looking at the wrong Rashbam. Simchas Yontes. Rashbam does a trick on us. He takes the word Yideyayin, and the first shot he explains it, Abakasis. In the second shot he says, you're not Yaitza. Yaitza, Simchas Yontes. You're not Yaitza. What did he say? What did he say? Have a Yidei. Yidei Abakasis. You're not Yaitza, Yidei Abakasis. Why does Hashem change the Pshat of Yideyayin?
He has to.
Why do you have to?
Because he's saying that the first one, he's not
guilty of
anything.
Why does Hashem have to change Pshat of
Yideyayin? I don't think
that he's saying that. The first Yideyayin was saying that you are Yaitza Abakasis.
No, I'm saying that. You didn't say you are Yaitza Abakasis. The Pshat is Pshat like Pshat. Meaning, because he fulfilled the requirement of drinking four cups, what did they share supposed to? The way that you're explaining it, that all he was doing was arbakosis as opposed to the eyes. You should have said arbakosis, the other arbakosis. But the fact that he said share shasta arbakosis sounds like just the arbakosis that he drank is just a requirement for fulfilling the eyes.
So what, how are you answering? So what was the Yotza then? Because he drank Abakasis, that's why he's Yotza. What do you have? One letter? One shin? Yideyayin Yotza. In Rashbam. Yideyayin Yotza, why?
What is it?
Yeah, I hear your deer. But you should have what you want to do with the deer. Every deer has his cage sculpture, as long as he can. It means to work out something with it. Pashtas, it means Yideyayin Yotza. You know why you ate the yayin? Because you might have drank the Abakasis. Because you drank the Abakasis, you ate the mitzvah of Abakasis. I hear what you're saying, but what do you want to say with it?
Is there no mitzvah of drinking yayin?
Simchas Yontes.
That's all there is?
Do you think?
But regular Friday night. There's no mitzvah
on Yain. Kiddush. Mitzvah Kiddush. Is to drink water? The chay on a Yain. Mitzvah Kiddush is on a Yain. The mitzvah is to drink on the... He did? No, we're talking about time.
Oh, it's
still about time. Yeah, that's right. But how
he said... Oh, he had to drink for
it. Right, right. So it's asking a question, why did Rashbam change the pshat of Yidei Yayin Yotzah? The first one he said it means you drink up a Kriyas. Why can it not be in the second one, Yidei Yayin Yotzah means you eat up a Kriyas? Contradiction to what? Before Andy said, so you say I'm your son means you used to have a Christmas. So why can't we do that here? Why not? We drank them one after another, you used to have a Christmas. I'm asking a very stupid question. It's not new.
Is it a quarter groovy?
No.
It's all just a groovy in the
Gemara. So, because the Gemara says you say applications, the law yotza. The Gemara says you're not yotza.
Right.
You say yain yotza. You say applications, law yotza. You say yain cannot mean that you yotza, you say applications. Because Big Mark Lenny says not like that. Right? So what does Yidei Yayin mean? So that's what it means. Simchas Yontzev. Your Yayin is Simchas Yontzev. Because even if you drink one after another, you have a nice merry time. Abakosis, you're not Yayin. Why are you not Yayin Abakosis? Because you need to drink them broken up. You can't drink them all in one go. You need to drink them broken up. So that's what the Gemara says, that's what Rav says. So Rav says, the Yidei, Arba, Kaitis, Lo Yotza, only Simchas Yotzev Yom. So let me go back to Rashbam on... Yanachan, Kaitis the first.
You're
asking on Shabbos if there's a mitzvah.
No, I'm saying there's a mitzvah.
By Simchas Yom Tov, it's part of the
Yayin. Yayin and Mitzvah is not a mitzvah. That's what we clarify. It's only a mitzvah in conjunction with it. A Kiddush, or there's a Simchas Yom Tov, or there's a Mitzvah. Yayin and Mitzvah is not a mitzvah.
So on Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov, it is a mitzvah to drink wine. Because that's Simchas Yom Tov.
So why are you saying Yayin? It's Simchas Yom Tov. Why are you using a word that's not really relevant to what you're trying to say?
That's a different question you asked me. Ask two questions. The first question I'm not so bothered about. Because the Gemara is saying there's a chiyuv to drink wine on Yom Tov. Why do we become Mr. Simchas Yom Tov? There's a chiyuv to drink wine on Yom Tov. So if you drank this, you are Yotzei Mr. Simchas Yom Tov. The question is what the chiddush is. Why would I have thought otherwise? Obviously, if I drank wine and Mekan that in, what's the chiddush b'chal? Now we have to see. Then we're going to talk about it. The second point is a very good point. The Rashbam did something weird. On the first shot of the Gemara Yayin, he explains it to mean the Yoyeta Abakrisis. For the second one, he says, it means, sorry, in the first time it means Abakrisis. The second one means Simchas Yom Tov, which is, it's difficult to know what the Gemara is. It's very difficult in the Gemara. Let me go back to what we were asking on the Rashbam. Rashbam or Rashi, what does it mean by Bevas Achas? What does it mean by Bevas Achas? Rashi says, it means you put all four in one cup. What was the Rashbam's cash on that? That's like one cup. So of course you're not Yotzei. But you are not Yotzei. You're not Yotzei. The Gemara says you're not Yotzei. So what was Rashbam's question on Rashi? Rashi says it means you put all four in one cup. But the Rashbam, that's like one cup. Yes, isn't that what the Gemara says? It's like one cup?
Yeah, but he would agree to Rashi if he could fill one cup, he's still going to be able to use it.
Be interested in what the answer
is. Wouldn't that even be able to
comfort? Everyone's asking me what the answer is.
So you're not going to agree with Rashi. You put more one, you're not your seat before, but you are.
So what was his question on Rashi? Here in Matzah now.
So Rashi, you know, there was evidence in the Gemara, and Rashi is saying something that contradicts.
No, Rashi's not saying anything. Rashi's saying, what does Vas Achas mean? Vas Achas means you put all four cups in one big cup. And now, Shmuel said you Yotze, to which Rav explains, it means you Yotze the Chodyantav and not Abakasis. So what's the difficult on Rashi's chat? What's difficult with Rashi? Says Rashbam, it can't be. Because if we give you a share of a beer, that's the minimum. But of course you can do as much as you like more than that.
That's the Rashbam, that's one.
Oh.
The four are on the other.
No.
So how could Rashi think that you're
those say
all
are with those? Rashi didn't say it's Abu. What did Rashi say? Rashi just explains what Shmuel says.
All in one cup.
What did Shmuel say? All in one cup. What did Rav explain on that? Now when we said the Yotze, that's referring to Simchas Yontov. They're referring to Abakasis, you're not Yotze. So what's the question on Rashi now? Rashi says if you put in so much in one cup, that's what Matachas means. Says Rashban, they can't be the Pshat because they're like one, they're like one cup. Indeed, the Gemara says you're not Yotze. So what's Rashban's question on Rashi? I want to go over the question one more time because I don't know what's the point. Shmuel says something which Rashi explains. Rav explains Shmuel. Okay? So what does Shmuel say? Shot and Vat Achas Yotze. So what does Rashi come to explain what Vat Achas means? What does Vat Achas mean? All in one cup. Shmuel said Yotze. Rav said, what does Yotze mean? Simchas Yotze. So what was Rashbam now asked on Rashi? Rashi told me it means you pour them all into one cup. It says Rashbam, it can't mean that. Because that is one cup. That's not four cups, it's one cup. End of discussion of Rashbam to Rashi. So I'm asking you, what's Rashbam bothered with the fact that it's one cup?
Because at the end of the day, you're not going to say
indeed. You're not yet to abrogate it. The Gemara says you're not yet to abrogate it. The Gemara says you're not yet to abrogate it. You day, Yahin means it was the end of Yotza. You day abrogate it, not Yotza. So you're not yet to abrogate it. So that's what Rashi's saying. You pour them all into one cup, you drink, you're not yet to abrogate it.
Why would you do it?
What's Rashi asking on him? Rashbam's asking on Rashi, if you're pouring onto one, all into one cup, that's like one cup. So how could Shmuel have said it, right? That's what Rashbam's asking on Shmuel. And on Rashi, you're telling me that you put them all into one cup. Can't be, that's like one cup. So how could Shmuel have said it? You're not, you are Yotze Simchas Yontov, and you're not Yotze Abakasis.
How could, what's the problem with Shmuel?
He didn't say, Rav explained. No. So what's the problem on Rashi? You bought it all in one cup, you're Yotze Simchas Yontov. You're not Yotze Abakasis.
Yeah, we always find out
later. So what's Rashbam asking us? So the answer is like you're saying, Eon Bevasacha, Shosom Bevasacha, sorry, Shosom on bevasachas means you drank them. You drank them in one go. Them means that you drank the four cups. Says the Rashbam, pouring four cups in one is not called drinking four cups. It's drinking one cup. Because having more than a revis is just one cup. Having four revis in this one cup, the shuf on the vatachas cannot mean that you drank the revis in one go. So that's all one thing. There's the one thing that isn't this thing is revis sin. It's the one cup. So what does shuf on mean?
Drink one, put it down.
Shuf on must mean I drank four cups. It means I poured one cup, drank it, drank the second cup, drank the third cup, drank the fourth cup without a break. That's also on bevasachas. It means we have a machlokes there. What does the word shos on bevasachas mean? Does shos on bevasachas mean that I drank them all in one go, all of the four of them in one go? Does Rashbam, that can't mean. That's how Rashi seems to have explained it. Does Rashbam, it can't be. Because there's no Indian of, there's nothing, there's no number called four of them. Whatever's in the cup is the cup. So it can't be Shoson Mivatakas is referring to the fact that he drank all four of these. It's all one cup. So what does it mean? It must mean he drank cup after cup after cup after cup.
We learned before
drank it, then you can make another broth and start with this, yeah. So it's Pogum. If you pass and tell me, look, tell me, talk to me, even with your beard, you do something. Because you could have been attacking it.
No, it's fixed me up, it has to fix me up.
Because you could fix up.
But you're not fixable. You're not over.
So show me. I don't remember that. So that's the Rashbam, that's the Rashbam's kasha on Rashi. How can you tell me Shoftan Vatachas means you pour them all in one cup? Not true. That's all one cup. And it might mean you drink one after another. So Rashbam here says, what do you mean one after another? Says Rashbam, very important line of Rashbam. Remember, nearly Akibrus, go back to the Rashbam of Vatachas. Nearly Akibrus and Vatachas. Shaloi, I'll stay there, Mishnasenu. You didn't drink it, I'll stay there, Mishnasenu. That's what I'm saying, thank you. Shaloi, I'll stay there, Mishnasenu. You did not drink it in the order of the Mishnah. That's what I'm telling us, the Chidashim, the Halacha, that if you would drink a cup of wine, and then you wait half an hour, and you drink another cup of wine, and you wait another half an hour and you drink another cup of wine, you're still not yotza of a kosher, because you didn't do a god in between, and there's a mozen in between, and halal in between, so you're not yotza of a kosher. Very big chiddush, which we show you in a kol. That's the chiddush, which is moving down this chiddush. The chiddush of the Rashbam, that bevas achas means that you didn't do what you were meant to have done in between. Says Mr. Rav, we shouldn't say otherwise. Bevas achas means you didn't drink all in one go. If you had a break of half an hour in between, it would be good. Rashbam says no.
Yes.
Oh, that's different. What's the thing?
You're going to be the first cup, and you're going to let me go home and tell my wife and kids, Yotza, you treat me like that, listen to what I learned. And they're going to give you all the pressure. They're going to make the entire mitzvah. Why would he tell me to Yotza?
Okay. Eloquently expressed. And now let's be patient. Taisa asked the question. Doesn't shout you like this, but he asked the question all the time. Taisa is Bivas Achas. Taisa, we have two Taisas in Tzvi. Bivas Achas. Nire Kepir Sheshvam. Taisa is Tzvat Lagashvam. Sheshosom Ritzuvim. And Bivas Achas means he drank many cups, but one after another. Penoy Kepir Sheshvam. Not like Rashi who says that means you poured all four into one cup. The shot on drinking them, Masma Harbe Kaisos. Masma, you drank many cups. Like we just explained, the shot on means you drank them all in one cup. Masma. Tesis Mashma doesn't mean that you can't argue on it, but that's how Tesis says he agrees with the Rashbam, because the Pasha Pshat Rashbam means you drank them going on the cups, not on the quantity of wine.
Implying that perhaps Rashi is saying he's only talking about shearing, he's not talking about physical cups, he's talking about shear.
Right.
The shear is a rabbi. I drank them. The only way you can get away with it.
The lashon shot on is must be going on the cup, not on how much of wine you drink. Not saying you can't say otherwise in Rashi, but this is the thing why he likes Rashbam's shot better. Hideyai in Yotso, says Tosfos, Hideyai in Yotso, Pirush, Hidey, Simchas, Yontif. Who's in that shot? Rashbam. Since they were mistaken and Dalit choices, you have to drink four cups on Friday night. Then you might have thought that, you know, when they told you on Friday night you have to drink four cups of wine, so they told you how much wine you have to drink. Four cups, and therefore, although generally you raise the mitzvah of Yonza by drinking one cup of wine, that's because there was no limit how much of wine you have to drink. But when the Chazal told you you have to drink four cups of wine, maybe they're telling you, and you know, you say anything without drinking your four cups of wine, and you know, you simple chance of either tell small another sudinim. One day they got the symbol of the answer, you can be carrying it by drinking one cup, and another drink, then the gabi. Now you have to drink four cups of wine.
You
must have to speak up.
Tails dropped off. The first explanation we were talking about where you're young today.
Regarding whether you were kind of mitzvah shlemus, you are mekayim mitzvah shlemus. Now we're saying that you are mekayim mitzvah shlemus the answer, but you're not mekayim arba kosos. You're drinking good wine. That's good wine. You're drinking it in one go. So you are doing kosos, but you're not yet arba kosos because you didn't drink them according to the order. Says Tosfos, but what's the chiddush of shlemus the answer? Says Tosfos, you might have thought that you're not yet shlemus the answer. Why? Because since Chazal gave you a quantity of how much wine you have to drink, maybe Simchas Yom Tov is a couple, room to that. And you know that there's no room to that unless you drink. Unless you drink that as well. The Master said, oh, that's two dinim. The Yaitz is going to go into his one cup, and you eat you need avocados for the other cup. The Master asked the same question, very similar. That's the answer the question. You need four cups of Zimchus Yontef. Even the signal of one and Dalit case. Zimchus Yontef is like a four cups. Vegam, Tzorech, Yayim, Vizil, Zimchus Yontef, Kizipus. And it also then you need to have Yayim for Zimchus Yontef. Im Kain, maybe they put it all together. Tzorech, Zimchus Yayim, Me'am, Kizipus. That's the first shot of the motto. To answer Yossi's question, what's the chiddush? Like Tosha says, the chiddush is that you might have thought that Simchas Yontif is connected to other people, commercial or not. This Tosha is tremendously difficult. Unfortunately, there's a story we need to check out. It's tremendously difficult. First of all, what's happening? The Tosha said what's happening, but to compound it, I remind you, Tosfos on the very beginning of the sugya learned there's no din that everyone has to drink avocados. There's no din. We're balabais and drink avocados. We might have been able. So there's no din the chlau of avocados for people drinking. So now let me ask you: the bnei bayis to be eaten since the yontif. How many needs that four cups? Other cases, there's a din on the balabais, Jamaica, he says.
You're not keeping the original meaning. Why would it be
a... So that's a difficulty on paper. Wow. Daniel is taking this chiddush of paper even further and saying that the balabais who has to drink other cases, he has only 8% of the having four cups of wine. She's taking the chiddush a little bit further. Top, you might have to say that in this. That's a difficulty in this. Says the Malka and other shots. Yedei Yain Yotza means Yoyotza Abakaisa. Yedei, if you join them, you are Yoyotza Abakaisa. That's what means today, I mean. Which is exactly like the first day, I mean, right? You are Yosef Abakis. I, the Gemara says, not, and we're Mechunuch. We trained, we brought up not to argue with the Gemara Freshet. Says the Motke. What does it mean? When's the Gemara say not? They have a great day of God, says the Master. What does it mean? Today, Shemi also meets them in Amukah. It means you are Yeter, like you should be doing.
The Master Shant has given up the Kiddush. Some of you drink one after another. One after another is Yeter Amukah. It's not the way to do it, but Yeter one after another.
So we had three Mahalchim. And what does it mean by your day? Abakrish is very awesome. Doesn't mean, Kuntur Ashbam, that if you didn't do that Godah, and Bechaz HaMozim, and Halel, one after another, then you're not Yetzer at all. Doesn't mean, like some other Yishonim, that you need to have a break, and if you didn't have a break, you're not Yetzer at all. But you don't need to have a Godah. Yeah, the Moshe, what's the din? Somebody forgot to lean for much for well, the first two coaches. So you already said that, God. You forgot to lean. So what do? You lean again. But you have to do that God in between. So Gundrashbam, you'd have to do that God in between, because you weren't Yetzer. The other cases. You have to explain to me why. But you weren't Yetzer, the other cases. We didn't say in between the wine. Bevat nachas. Shoson bevat nachas loyoto. What does bevat nachas mean? That without the proper breaks, without the break as I got in between. So I can say the Mishnah thing. So the male I come to the Islam and something forgot to lean on the first two cups. So once the halacha, he has to re-drink and re-say that I got in between. And if somebody forgot to lean on all four cups, he has to do the whole caboose all again. Right? According to the other, he's saying, oh, don't need to do that, I got them changed, just need a break. So you'd have to drink and break, take a break, drink again, take a break, drink and take a break. And according to the Mocha, from the second chapter of the Mocha, Kiryaita, Yahweh Kaitis, and Eilig Mocha, Yanayaita, means I miss them in a Mocha. It's not the ideal way of
considering it. Isn't this a break with these three brothers?
If you hold down every mitzvah, you have to make a new problem.
Just to make it not repeat the whole meal and the whole haggadah, but...
I think that if you learn the Gemara without looking at the Yodin for a second, just learn it from here.
That's how I learned it.
Just learn a fortunate, alternative way to Rob actually arguing. I'm sure. But also, considering the year, by Chai,
Might they take out the word Rav Oma, yeah.
Or reverse
it. So they take out completely. So they have Rav Oma.
In my version, it says, the Riv, the Rosh, leaves the table to Rav Omar, and the Rabbi Yochanan, it was Rav Omar Rav.
Ah, yeah. Omar Rav.
Yeah.
Say that, then it just means it's all Rav speaking. They're all saying the same thing. Rav is the one who says all these four things. Rav said, they are not today, things are not. So Rav is today, it's all Rav speaking.
Yeah.
Rav elaborating on Shabbat.
Why would you say that you not eat the person that you say simply young to have you drank for the year?
Why?
He didn't do the right thing.
Because since Chazal were mistaken,
yes.
The wine you have to drink tonight is four cups. And maybe they even said that all the halakhahs are the wine. Meaning if you have to jump it as well, you know, you can have all four cups.
And since the wine of the Iker, unlike Kiddush is, we do it over wine.
Yeah.
First, the Balabai can drink the wine, nobody else asks.
Yeah.
Here, the Iker is the wine. The Balabai, I know you're going to say, you're right, so, but I'm just asking. He's getting the
matzah.
Say, I'm
yoking
all of you for this, and I'm
yoking
this. How can he take the
ikar,
which is the wine, instead of doing this?
That was the makhlekes. We still not say to the chazan. On these places, we still makhlekes. It's the ikar of the wine, or the ikar of the broccoli.
The ikar of the wine, did you have to do it again? You didn't drink the wine in the proper order, you have to do it again, you'll say this, you'll say that. If I did Kiddush, if I did it on bread, or if I did it on...
The name of the sin is to move the bracha in the right place. That's what this cup has in the stage, you have to go back and listen to the shiurim on the Yip Kusule Ravakus. So, tomorrow's the last day. We're in Kippur, right? So, we have to finish off tomorrow. The aim of the game was get to till the end of the Amud. So, the last two, we're on schedule. So, try and work out this basis. And the Rashbam says, if you've done that, then do a whatever you can do.